Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava.
Kunja Bihari. Jana Vallava Girivara Dari Gopi Jana Vallava Girivara Yashoda Nandana Vrajjana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallava Yashoda Nandana Vrajjana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari
Jayam Vishnu Padam Hamsa Prahiva Jakacharya Astatara Shata Sri Srimati Vandas Abhari Chana Vrinda Bhakti Vedanta Sam Prabhupada Ki Jaya Anantapurti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jaya Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jaya Prem Singh Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Vaita Karadar Shivasari Gaura Bhakti Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Gira Govardhan Ki Jaya Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Sri Gangamai Ki Jaya Sri Jamuna Mai Ki Jaya Sri Mata Tulsi Devi Maharani Ki Jaya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya The Lordship Sri Sri Radha Shamsundar Ki Jaya The Lordship Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jaya The Lordship Sri Sri Gaunitai Ki Jai, the Lordship Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisimhadev Ki Jai, Iskanduram and Retidham Ki Jai, Vitae Gaur Primanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Guranga. So, before I start, I just want to say that I would like to dedicate this class and what benefits there might be to two of our devotees that just passed away in Guyana within the past 2 weeks. One, Abhaya Prabhu, he's the one who started Krishna consciousness in the county that I came from and responsible for we becoming devotees. And Jagannath Sevak Prabhu, start from the other county. He revived Krishna consciousness there, built a new temple, and just passed away also. So very significant losses for our mission there in Guyana. Yeah, anyway. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we're going to be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, entitled Pure Devotional Service, Text 16. Yes, Text 16. Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunadara Satam Swarhi Samagame Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Surhi Samagame Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Surhi Samagame. Please chant.
Vyasakishcha Bhagavan.
Vyasakishcha Bhagavan.
Vasudeva Parayana.
Satam Surhi Samagame Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Surhi Samagame Mutters Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vasudeva Parayana Urugaya Gunodara Satam Surhi Samagane Mutters
Vyasakishcha Bhagavan
Vyasakishcha Bhagavan
Vasudeva Parayana
Urugaya Gunodara Satam Surhi Samagame Vyasakishcha Bhagavan Vyasakishcha Bhagavan gunodara satam surhi samagame Vyasaki, the son of Vasudev, Cha, also, Bhagavan, full in transcendental knowledge, Vasudeva, Lord Krishna, Parayanaha, attached to, Urugaya, of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers. Guna Udaraha, great qualities. Satam, of the devotees. Suhu, must have been. He, as a matter of fact. Samagame, by the presence of. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Siddhartivedanta Swami Prabhupada Jai. Translation. Sukadev Goswami, the son of Vyasadev, was also full in transcendental knowledge and was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, son of Vasudev. So there must have been discussion of Lord Krishna, who is glorified by great philosophers and in the company of great devotees. Purport. The word satam is very important in this verse. Satam means the pure devotees who have no other desire than to serve the Lord. In the association of such devotees are the transcendental glories of Lord Krishna properly discussed. It is said by the Lord that his topics are all full of spiritual significance. And once one properly hears about him in the association of the Satam, certainly one senses the great potency and so automatically attains to the devotional stage of life. As already described, Maharaj Parikshit was a great devotee of the Lord from his very birth. And so was Sukadev Goswami. Both of them were on the same level, although it appeared that Maharaj Parikshit was a great king accustomed to royal facilities, whereas Sukadev Goswami was a typical renunciator of the world, so much so that he did not even put on cloth on his body. Superficially, Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadev Goswami might seem to be opposites, but basically, they were both unalloyed pure devotees of the Lord. When such devotees are assembled together, there can be no topics save discussions of the glories of the Lord or Bhakti Yoga. In the Bhagavad Gita also, when there were talks between the Lord and his devotee Arjuna, there could not be any topic other than Bhakti Yoga. However, the mundane scholars may speculate on it in their own ways. The use of the word cha after Vyasaki suggests, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that both Sukadev Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit were of the same category, settled long before, although one was playing the part of the master and the other the disciple. Since Lord Krishna is the center of the topics, the word Vasudeva Parayana or devotee of Vasudev suggests devotee of Lord Krishna, the common aim. Although there were many others who assembled at the place where Maharaj Parikshit was fasting, the natural conclusion is that there was no topic other than the glorification of Lord Krishna. Because the principal speaker was Sukadev Goswami and the chief audience was Maharaj Parikshit. So Srimad Bhagavatam, as it was spoken and heard by two principal devotees of the Lord, is only for the glorification of the Supreme Lord, the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Om Gyan Timindasya Gyan Janashala Kaya Chakshur Maitamina Tasmai Shri Guru. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vintaleshima Tashila Vibhav Kaviti Namini Shri Shri Vindata Vifi Rapada Padpanka Jaidani Prabhupada Nivadaya Namah Shri Vibhav. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vintaleshima Tibhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pachani Nivishesha Samadhari Parasati Deshitani Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravatavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, as it was very many times described, quoting Srila Prabhupada in this very purport, about these two personalities around which the whole Bhagavatam is circled, Sukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, that they are equal in qualities in their advancement in Krishna consciousness, their purity in devotional service, that there is no difference, they are both equally qualified. It's described that it could have been the other way around, that Maharaj Parikshit could have been speaking the Bhagavatam and Sukadeva Goswami could have been the student listening, because Maharaj Parikshit was equally qualified to speak. He was as advanced a devotee as Sukadeva Goswami. So it could have been either way, because in the association of pure devotees, despite who is speaking, the benefit is the same, the essence is the same. So here Srila Prabhupada is describing this in some detail, that when such caliber of devotees reaches, that one automatically assumes and concludes that is only one thing that is going to go on, that they are going to be discussions of the glories of the personality of God and Sri Krishna. There is no other conclusion that one can come to, because this is the only business of the pure devotees. They have no other business save and except discussing and glorifying the Lord constantly, 24/7. So this is their business. Many years ago, whoever were in the community at that time might remember, there was an unfortunate incident. According to the calculations of Kirtananda Swami, as unfortunate, that two personalities met under that tree just across from Krishna Kesava Prabhu's house there, that oak tree. There two devotees met there, and that was Radhanath Swami and Varshana Swami. So why I said that Kirtananda Swami termed that as unfortunate, because his biggest problems in the early days in Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, was to keep these two devotees separated. Because once they get together, sometimes for days they would sit down discussing Krishna Katha. And he, as the manager, he can't get service out of them otherwise. So he used to always devise means to keep them separated. So anyway, they happened to meet under that tree after one Bhagavatam class. So myself and my wife, we took the opportunity to bring them prasad. And whilst we were serving them prasad right on the grass there, that's what we heard they were discussing, Krishna Katha. And afterwards we left them alone, and they were there for many hours after. So everything else was put on hold. So that's the quality of devotees, that whenever they reaches, then this becomes their katha. This becomes their topic. So just like in many cases, one would assume what's going on.